NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are down sharply for a second day, the Dow sliding more than 300 points a day after the Fed said it might scale back its bond buying because the economy was looking up. NPR's John Itzy says that's not sitting well with Wall Street.
Investors don't have the bright outlook for the economy that the Fed has, and they're concerned that if the Fed ends or begins to dial back its stimulus, the economy could weaken, company profits could fall, and of course, profits are the foundation of stock prices, so investors are selling off stocks.
NPR's John Itzy. The Afghan Taliban are offering to release an American soldier in exchange for five senior operatives in prison at Guantanamo. NPR's Sean Carberry says it's not the first time a prisoner exchange has been raised.
The U.S. and the Taliban originally discussed the exchange during secret talks that began nearly 2 years ago. The talks broke off in early 2012. A Taliban official at their new office in Doha told the Associated Press that the prisoner exchange is a prerequisite to starting peace talks.
NPR's Sean Carberry reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court says a federal policy that forces groups to oppose prostitution in order to win money to fight HIV/AIDS is unconstitutional. NPR's Kerry Johnson has more.
The 2003 law says nonprofit groups can't spend federal money to promote prostitution, and the second, more controversial part of that law says groups need to publicly oppose prostitution and sex trafficking as a condition for funding. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the majority, says that second condition goes too far by requiring nonprofits to pledge allegiance to the government policy of eradicating prostitution, something too far afield from the AIDS-fighting strategy. Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas dissented. Scalia argues that restriction is simply common sense, since getting rid of prostitution is a part of any program to fight the pandemic. Justice Elena Kagan recused herself. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Farm Bill has been voted down in the Republican-led House. We have the latest on that from NPR's Tamara Keith.
The bill was expected to squeak through, but instead it was defeated soundly. This marks a shift from past farm bills, which have typically passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The House bill would have trimmed the food stamp program and eliminated direct payments to farmers while expanding crop insurance. Republican leaders blame Democrats for not supplying enough votes. The top Democrat on the Agriculture Committee, Colin Peterson, says it was GOP amendments that sunk the bill.
Well, we warn people. You know, I mean, you take things too far, and sometimes it blows up on you.
Now it's possible Congress will just have to pass another extension of the last farm bill. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
Before the closing bell, Dow was down 354 points at 14,758. This is NPR News. An all-women jury has been selected in the second-degree murder trial of George Zimmerman, who says he shot an unarmed teenager in self-defense. Prosecutors and defense attorneys chose that panel today. Prosecutors say Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer, profiled the black teenager as Trayvon Martin was walking back from a convenience store to the home of his father's fiancée. An autopsy will be performed tomorrow on the body of James Gandolfini, who died last night in Rome of an apparent heart attack at the age of 51. NPR Sylvia Poggioli reports the actor was to have given a special class this weekend at a festival in Sicily.
Michael Cobalt, who describes himself as a close family friend, read a statement to reporters saying the actor was discovered in his hotel room by a family member after suffering an apparent heart attack. That person is believed to be Gandolfini's 13-year-old son, Michael. Gandolfini was taken by ambulance to the Policlinico Umberto Hospital and was pronounced dead after resuscitation efforts in the ambulance and hospital failed. The Taormina Film Festival said it would organize a tribute to celebrate his great achievement and talent. Gandolfini is not well known in Italy. The Sopranos, about Italian-American mob bosses, was broadcast on a network owned by media mogul Silvio Berlusconi, but late at night. Members of Berlusconi's conservative party said the series gave Italians a bad image. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
In the U.S., hiring appears to be holding steady, reflected in the Labor Department's latest report on weekly unemployment claims. It says applications rose last week by 18,000. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for